2 Minute Stories.
Hey, hey, hey. What's up, everyone? Thanks for tuning in, as always, to 2 Minute Stories. This time, we're sharing a story called Lasso. And the writing process for this one was a little bit different. The original kernel for the story is what you'll hear at the beginning. Someone is training to use a lasso as a weapon. And the reason they're doing this is that traditional weapons in the world of the story have been prohibited. They've been banned. Knives, guns, things of that sort. So the original idea was just someone training in this world and training to use kind of unusual weapons, things that you and I wouldn't think of at first blush when someone mentioned the word weapon. But the story very quickly became more of a character study about this woman, Alice, who's kind of on her own. She's part of this training program, and she's a very prideful woman, very fit. We allude to how fit her body is in the story, and her comfort with looking at her body and being naked, and that kind of driving part of the character and what happens to her later in the story, an unexpected part of her training and how she handles it. So it kind of swiftly moves to more of a character study about Alice and how she reacts based on her training and based on the kind of person she is. I hope you dig it. Let me know what you think of it. One more time, this story is called Lasso. The lasso whipped around the dummy, quickly tightening around its neck before being dragged back to the feet of the trainee. "Nice work, Alice. Let's call it a day. Rest up, and I'll see you bright and early." Alice Durley nodded and dropped her lasso where she stood. It had been a long day of training. Covered in dirt and sweat, she collapsed inside a personal shuttle which returned her promptly to the ranch. She dragged her body to the outdoor shower, letting the cool water wash away the day. The only thing matching her exhaustion was her pride. She loved her body and work ethic developed through the training. Alice quietly chuckled, catching herself. She was aware of the ridiculousness of the situation, a grown woman admiring her naked body exposed to the rest of the ranch while part of a 3-week survival program. Alice wrapped a towel around her body and walked inside her sleeping quarters, looking intently at an empty wall, save for a makeshift lasso. She felt confident in her lasso skills, but knew there were several other modern weapons to learn. With the prohibition of guns, knives, and the like, many folks took survival training in the new world. A knock on her door meant a few things. It was promptly 6 p.m., and she was about to find a gentleman on the other side of the door holding her dinner and nightly reading. What she didn't expect was for that gentleman to throw the dinner and reading at her face and attack her. Alice and the man tumbled to the tiled floor of her sleeping quarters, wrestling for command. They stumbled into the wall, and Alice barely dodged a thunderous fist heading towards her face. She ducked towards the floor and separated from her attacker. Was this part of the training? She thought. The gentleman reached for one of the books he brought into the room and began swinging it at Alice's ribs. She instinctively blocked the repeated attacks, but knew she couldn't last long. Thinking fast, she ripped off her towel and dove at the gentleman. Taking his back, she wrapped her body around his and the towel around his neck. She tightened the grip and heard a loud buzzing noise over the room's loudspeaker. She sighed and loosened the towel. It was all a test. "Nice work, Alice," said the gentleman through a few coughs. "You are free of your reading for this evening." Alice fell backwards, confused. "Why's that?" she asked. "Well, seems like you already have the subject matter covered. A weapon can come from anything." "Or anyone," said Alice, blushing. She put the towel back on and collapsed onto her bed. She was going to be okay.